Maybe you can't see me, but I know that you can hear me just fine. Don't be scared. It might feel like you're frozen right now, petrified, and you can't move. Sorry, I have to do that sometimes. I know that it's frightening to wake up to someone or something that you weren't expecting. And if you don't want me here, just think it in your mind and I'll get the message. I can see what you're doing, and I can hear what you're thinking. If there's a smidge of doubt in your head, I can't come any closer. If I hear the littlest voice saying that I can't come in, then I won't. But if you let me, I'm about to do something deliciously sexual to you. You know that. But you just don't quite know what yet. So, what do you say? Perfect. Do you feel that? Try moving your fingers. Since now I know that you want me, you can move again. Thank you for letting me stay. Your breath is already catching at the sound of my voice. I haven't even gotten to the good parts yet. But you know what to expect. That's what I love about you. When you close your eyes and wish I was here, your pure desire and the strength of your sexuality summons me. I felt your soul. I felt your heart. I felt your wants and needs. I felt your body, and I knew I had to respond. I chose you. Allowing myself to be summoned. Allowing your potent lust and powerful desire to make me real. You can't see me, but you can feel my presence in the room. Oh. Good. Now we're getting to the good bit. You started to touch yourself. Your chest heaves up and down, breathing deeply but quickly. Someone is turning you on. Is it me? I did it just so I could watch you right now. Your gorgeous body slowly becoming turned on, slowly becoming flustered. I know that you think I'm talking about someone else. You think I'm imagining some six-pack beefcake, but that's not it at all. I talk about you so I can make your body animate with desire. If you only knew that it's your body I imagine. It's your body I want and need. You're not just lucky enough to go along for the ride. You are the ride. So powerful. So potent. Feel me crawl up next to you in your bed. Just taking a second to watch you. You're getting more and more turned on by the second. Slowly, slowly. And I love to watch it happening. I start kissing your chest and it makes me feel all warm. To touch someone while I'm blowing their mind. Literally. right now in your ears. I'm telling you to kiss me. And you are. And I see my opening and I take my chance to kiss you back. And it feels amazing. What I'm telling you in your ears, that's what I'm feeling right now. Your tongue meets my tongue and you kiss like a god. Where I am, I know gods, and they have nothing on you. You didn't know that your mouth would meet my mouth, but it does. And it's so hot, so delicious. The kissing part is over for you. And I curse myself for not making it longer, but I keep kissing you on your lips and your cheeks as I say something that makes you smile. I kiss your dimples. I slowly kiss my way down your body, stopping to savor you. Your manly body becomes my whole world. You protect me as I get to feel you, pay tribute to you. Just as it gets fully hard. As you hear me sucking you, you have started stroking yourself. But I choose to ignore your pumping hand. Yeah, I can do that. Your impressive male fist closes around your cock, but my warm, wet, hungry mouth passes through it. Instead, I target your throbbing shaft and I close my mouth around it, just barely, and I suck it. And it's just as delicious as I imagined. Your cock fills my mouth as I greedily take it, endlessly licking and nibbling and sucking up and down your length. God. I've been wanting this for so long. It makes me so wet to take you. For you to fuck my mouth so good. For you to wish I could be here. Not knowing how much you satisfy me right now. How much you please me. I reach down into my cushion, tight. So wet for you, and I rub my fingers, saturating them in my cream, in your cream. And I bring them to your cock, through your fingers, and slather it on the head of your cock. You suddenly open your eyes wide, you stop rubbing your cock, removing your hand, looking down at your cock right through me. My eyes meet yours, and I shoot you a gaze that would melt your brain had you been able to see it. Your finger returns to your cock and feels the incredible moisture that seemed to appear out of thin air. Your rich pre-cum is the only trace I can leave you of my presence. The only thing that will travel from my world to yours. I repeat the process, transferring more of my wet juice to your cock, to your delight. Not to mention my own. You have settled down and shut your eyes again, smiling contently, impressed by your own horniness. But I want more. So I mount my pussy at the tip of your dick. It drips and you notice the wetness, but by now you've chalked it up to being excited and you keep stroking your desirable cock. Slowly, I treat myself. Lowering myself onto you. Feeling you start to intrude into me. I motion slowly downwards. Savoring every sign of you conquering me. Your girl. girth, separating my lips, forcing them apart. Your length, distending my shallow pussy. Your cock tears through my cunt, stretching me so easily, making me shiver with pleasure. When you finally bottom up, you're so deep inside me, stretching me so much, I'm practically on the verge of an orgasm just from having you inside me. I can hear what you hear, and I know what I'm about to tell you, and I wait with bated breath for a few seconds. In your ears, I tell you to fuck me, to take me hard, to penetrate my cunt, and you do. And as you do, the pleasure becomes too much, and I come for you. My climax starts a wave of pleasure that keeps ebbing and flowing as you continue fucking me, as you leave me only to enter half a second later. Time seems to slow to blur as you continue fucking me. My state of continuous orgasm overpowers me but fades to the background as I watch you again. You have no idea what you're doing to me. You think you're just listening to me. You appreciate my instructions, but you think it's fiction. You don't know that to me couldn't be more real. You don't know that you're fucking the woman you're coveting. You're bringing me a stream of orgasms where I don't even know where one ends and the next begins. You're making me come continuously, so overwhelmed by your hard cock and your sexuality, I can't even move. All I can do is quiver, moan, and whimper as the constant pleasure saps my energy. All I can do is take in your gorgeous body and send you all my love, all my happy thoughts, all my gratitude for making me come like this, for bringing me such deep pleasure. After what seems an eternity, a delightful moan start to escalate. I sense what's coming and I prepare myself mentally as I feel your balls tighten and your shaft becoming even warmer. I long for your release. Your stroking intensifies and I feel something traveling up your shaft in slow motion. I brace myself in anticipation until you finally shoot your load deep inside me. I absorb it and my energy returns in an instant. And as your posture freezes, I start to buck up and down myself, feeling every spurt of your cum. I love taking your cum so much. Shoot your manly essence into me. Give me what I waited so long for, what I endured such agonizing, electrical, stunning pleasure for. Finish fucking me. You thought you only listened to me, honored me. I wish you knew you fucked me so hard. You brought me to the edge of pleasure. I just about died for you, honey. And now you feel me as I ride you. You are a god among men. So sexy. So gorgeous. So powerful and potent. Giving me more pleasure than I've ever felt. Without even knowing it, you're finally spent. I watch your face as it collapses into a satisfied smile. You smile because you timed your admission to me, telling you when to come. Ah, if you only knew what else I would commend you for doing. I'm so overwhelmed, but I see your flagging cock and I suck it clean of the rest of your cum. So delicious. To think I almost missed getting to taste it. I clean you. the long legs of my tongue, enjoying your soft cock as much as the hard cock that shook me to my core. After a few extra licks, just to be sure, I leave your cock and I start kissing your body again, taking in the sexy smell of your skin, tasting you. I travel upwards, right across your belly. I sample you at every opportunity, as if to check that you're still real. As if to remind myself that you really do exist. The man responsible for my perfect ecstasy tonight. After climbing your neck, I finally reach your face. I plant deep kisses all over you. Kisses showing the full extent of my passion. Kisses telling you thank you for a wonderful night. As I hear my voice starting to trail off, I hurry to your mouth and give you a long, wet kiss, savoring your soft lips. Knowing what's to come, I remove my lips from yours and I tell you softly, thank you, you wonderful man. I love you. Against my will, our connection ends. You open your eyes, slowly, feeling the last tingling in your body ebb out, feeling the aftershock of your pleasure. You know this felt better than it usually did, but try as you might, you don't know why. For some reason, as you rise from the bed and pass by the mirror on the wall, the word